Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio Live. I'm your host, Jim Masters. It's great to have you with us today. It's 1 p.m. Eastern on Friday, August 22nd, 2014. And thanks for making Close Up Talk Radio Live a part of your day. We're always seeking out and celebrating and showcasing some of the most amazing people around the world. And it's terrific to have you with us. And it's also terrific for us to welcome a very special new guest on our program. Her name is Dr. Inez Rowe, and she is located in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. You know, like a kaleidoscope, women's lives are constantly changing, and indeed, women entering their midlife often experience a great deal of disruption. But this period of transition also offers these women the perfect opportunity to truly reinvent their lives. Now, Dr. Inez Rowe is the founder of Alta Vista Life Coaching, which is a coaching practice that's dedicated to supporting women who are experiencing midlife transition and to rebalance their lives. She says what she loves about coaching is partnering with people. It's really about working with people's potential rather than focusing on the negative. Coaches support individuals as they figure out what they want and inspire them to summon the courage to go after it. A psychologist for over 20 years, Dr. Rowe intends to transition full-time to coaching via her retirement. She says while therapy is more about diagnosis and disorder, coaching is more about wellness. People are self-directed and take responsibility for their decisions, and that is an important ingredient, an essential component. In the same place as the clients in many respects. That's how Dr. Rowe describes herself. She's had a long career, but she's looking forward to making changes herself. Now, when navigating life's disruptions, such as retirement and divorce or loss, Dr. Rowe says it's truly essential to be mindful of what holds us back and partner with those elements to move forward. Dr. Rowe has developed a series of e-courses for clients to explore and digest at their own pace. She's hoping people will use the material that she provides as a springboard to decide how they want to craft and reinvent their life. If they make more connections, that's a very important thing to do as well. And if they want more connection as an accountability partner, well, she can be that for them. But ultimately, empowering people to do things on their own is what it's all about. Let's welcome to Close Up Talk Radio for the very first time from Alta Vista Life Coaching, Dr. Inez Rowe. Dr. Rowe, it's great to have you with us on the show today, and thank you for joining us on Close Up Talk Radio this Friday.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Boy, you did a really good job of summing up kind of where I'm at with coaching.
I appreciate that. It's great work that you do, and if you're helping people and helping them balance their lives and provide wellness, I'm on board. Sign me up, right?
That's good.
It's a great, great thing to do. Tell us, I mentioned in the top that there is that transition that you've made, you know, psychologist for over 20 years, accomplished, credentialed, successful, transitioning full-time into coaching within your retirement. What gave you the inspiration to decide, you know, I still want to help people, but now I would love to look towards wellness and balance and get into coaching people, life coaching?
Well, I think that there is a lot of overlap between therapy and coaching, but what kind of pushed me on in to make this transition for myself is really around the focus. As you had mentioned, therapy is really about fixing things, about being on looking at problems. It's really based in the medical model around diagnosis. And coaching is more of a positive focus. It really is kind of a forward-looking idea. It allows people to create the vision of what they want. And I thought that was kind of an exciting place for me to transition into also.
Now, is this based on positive psychology? Is that some of where it derives from?
I think there's a lot of tenets of positive psychology in it. The idea of positive psychology is looking at strengths rather than deficits. And so that really is a focus in coaching also. It's looking at what you do well. What do you want? How do you harness that to create what you want, rather than going in and kind of looking at it from a disordered place?
And a lot of times that is the place where we do come from, where everything is disorderly and confused and chaotic and seems overwhelming, and sometimes we're in a stuck place, and oftentimes we don't necessarily need to wait until it's at that level to seek help, to seek assistance, to seek a different approach to things, right? A lot of times we wait until things are at the boiling point, and then we, in a panic, say, help me.
Well, I think that that's the thing that's so exciting about coaching, because what the role of a coach is, what my role would be, is to help people kind of look at, you know, kind of, as you mentioned the word chaos, kind of the chaos or the disruption, and it just becomes overwhelming. Coaching is more of a strategic thing. It helps us kind of make sense of the different things that are out there, be more planful about what we want to accomplish. And in some ways, it makes us responsible for our own outcomes. It makes us take charge of our lives, and it gives us a partner. A coach is a partner, kind of, as you said in the beginning, an accountability person to kind of help people, kind of nudge them along and kind of help them really figure out what it is they want in their lives.
And that's a great thing, because when you realize that, and you are able to pinpoint what it is that you want, it makes life more fulfilling and richer, and not necessarily glass half empty. It becomes suddenly a glass half full way of looking at it. You decided to make this transition, and you were a therapist prior many years. I'm sure that's been very rewarding for you as well, and is a wonderful prerequisite, even though I say that lightly, because it's a tremendous thing to have been a psychologist for so long and so successful. But what a great prerequisite it is to then smoothly transition into life coaching, huh?
Well, I think that because I have been a psychologist and have worked with people for so long, I bring that presence, that understanding kind of the human condition to my coaching. And really all it is a shift of focus, just really helping people kind of do it for themselves rather than me being the one who gives them advice or kind of tells them how to do things. This is really about their strengths and just partnering with them, which is a little bit different from a therapy model.
Absolutely. That's right, it is. So now, if you were to sort of break it down, if you were to separate the two, what would you say, doctor, is the difference between someone in therapy and someone who needs a coach?
Well, you know, once in a while with my therapy clients, it can evolve into a more coaching. The essence for me is the difference about fixing versus creating. So people who come to therapy are often in pain. They're really suffering. They may have a diagnosable disorder because it is based on a medical model. So it really is more about healing. Where coaching kind of presupposes that people are in an okay place in their lives, that they just want to enhance, that they want to kind of connect with their strengths and reinvent things. In other words, move forward rather than moving back and fixing something in the past. That really is a difference. And I think as people get healthier when they are in therapy, it can move towards a more coaching model rather than a therapy model. But, you know, as I move into being a full-time coach, for me there really is a distinction between the two. And if there are serious mental health disorders, if there is depression, if there is anxiety, I might encourage someone to seek out a therapist as opposed to a coach.
So, right, you can direct them, right, because you have the expertise, you're able to really
right.
make the distinction and know what level is needed. So you bring this expertise, as I mentioned, of both disciplines to the table every time you meet with a client. That's really critical. Now, some people need to get from the past to the present, doctor, and other people need to get from the present to the future. It sounds like a big job, but is it? Take us a little bit through that. How
well,
do you work with people in that way?
The idea of working in the past, it really is only important to work in the past in service of the present or the future. In other words, just to go mucking around in the past for no real good reason can also sometimes be traumatizing and really have no real focus. But in some ways, understanding how the past contributes to today or contributes to any things in the future would be what's important to do. That would be the reason to at least understand. And I think one of the distinctions also between therapy and coaching is that therapy may be more inclined to try and understand the whys, why things happened or why things are this way, where in coaching it's probably a little less about why and more about how do you want things to be different. So it doesn't matter quite as much how you got here as much as what do you want to have different in your life.
What you want to have different in your life. That's a terrific way to look at it. I like that approach because a lot of times we don't necessarily look at it that way. What is it that we want different? Sometimes we look at the losses, what we don't have, but it's a matter of changing sometimes what we do have, whether it's our environment, our thought process, our positivity level. I mean, there's so much. What do you think holds people back? Now, I know just that one question alone to you, we could take up an hour show. What holds
Absolutely.
People back? But some typical things that we all tend to struggle with that hold us back, doctor.
I think one of the things that holds us back is fear. You know, we're really
one.
Afraid.
Yeah.
We're really afraid of taking risks, of
failure.
What's out there.
And failure too.
Failure, exactly. And then that fear will often translate into self-sabotage. There are some very powerful forces inside us that keep us kind of stuck. You know, we say we want this, but yet we act in a different way. So in some ways, understanding that self-sabotage and what that is all about becomes important. You know, you mentioned in the beginning about the e-course that I created, and that's actually one of the modules two of the modules, now that I think about it, it's one is on self-sabotage and one is on fear and how those hold us back and then prevent us from really creating the life that we want.
So fear really gets in the way sometimes,
mm-hmm.
fear of so many things that it sort of freezes us in place from going further. And I think we've all experienced it at different levels of our lives, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you said, I also realize another thing that holds people back or kind of keeps them stuck is that they may not be able to really, really hone in on what it is they want. It's sometimes very easy for us to say what we don't want, but it's much harder for us to really understand what it is we want. In other words, to create the vision, to create the dream that we want, and then to craft, you know, the way to get there. So to really understand what we want is sometimes one of the things that also hold us back.
Are we just sometimes trying to keep up with too much? Are we, you know, with technology, with the speed of society, are we running around just trying to do so many things now that we lose sight of certain other things, and because we're so scattered, we don't get to really focus, and because of lack of focus, we end up feeling so overwhelmed.
Well, I think in some ways we all do a juggling act. You know, we all have so many balls in the air. And one of the secrets of, you know, of just kind of getting centered is to slow everything down, to just take time to be with ourselves, to make space for ourselves. And that's one of the things that I think coaching is so good, because coaching provides the space and the time to just reflect, to just be with oneself, to be with somebody who's really there for you to understand and to really partner with you, but kind of time to be with yourself and to really, really move inward and really do the self-analysis that then becomes the springboard for what you want in your life.
Now, why do you enjoy coaching as much as you do? I know that this is, like I say to many, it's a calling for you. This is something that really speaks to your heart.
Well, I think, you know, over my career, I've seen people transform, okay? I've seen people kind of create what they want to do and actually make it happen. And that's really, really exciting for me. And to be a partner with them doing that is just so gratifying. And, you know, I've had to reflect recently as to how many people have kind of passed through my life, and that's really, really a neat thing to be able to do that with people and to see them kind of move forward. That, to me, that's incredibly exciting.
Having them move forward, exactly, in a positive way too, right?
Exactly.
In a way that, yeah, because we can all end up sort of in our own way, you know, sort of creating our own roadblocks, like you say, through fear and other things. Have you been coached yourself?
Well, I think one of the things that for my coaching training, I had to go through a retraining to become a coach. And as part of the coaching, there is a training component. So, yes, I have been coached myself. We did a lot of what we called buddy coaching, and that helped me to really understand what it feels like to be on the other end of it, to feel that support from somebody, to feel someone in your corner who's there for you. That was a very exciting thing for me.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, it gives you a whole different perspective.
Sure.
You know, therapy is very nuanced, and you're very familiar with those nuances. What are some of the nuances of being a coach?
Well, I think one of the things that's really different is that the client is the one who's really in charge. Okay, the coach, me as a coach, I'm more of a facilitator, more of you know, a partner, but in some ways as a supporter. So it really is about the goals. You know, a coaching call may start, well, what do you want to accomplish out of our phone call tonight? What are the goals for the session? Where in therapy, it's more free-flowing. Coaching is much more strategic, much more goal-oriented. There may be action steps. There might be some homework if people are inclined for homework. You know, and I return to this idea of my e-course. My e-course allows people to kind of do it at a self-paced level. And within this e-course, there are kind of assignments or there are kind of suggested activities for people to do, because it's very strategic. You really want to reach your goals. And that's what the focus is around coaching.
Now, how does that process actually, I've always wondered, how does the process begin? It's the first meeting between you and your client. So say, for example, there's somebody listening to us right now. They're very intrigued by what we're talking about, and they want to pursue further your services. They want to experience life coaching and all the wonderful aspects of it, and specifically with you. Take us through the process of the initial call or other ways that they contact you, first meeting between you and your client, and you know, I guess sometimes it also depends on how they're choosing to make the approach too, right? Tell us about all that.
Well, with the e-course, it is self-paced. They do that on their own, you know, whenever they want to and whatever time they want to. The coaching is actually a different model than therapy in the fact that most of it is actually done over the telephone. So once in a while it can be done or face-to-face, but mine is kind of done over the telephone. So it would be an initial contact. We would probably spend some time kind of getting to know each other a little bit. One of my questions would really be around what brought them to coaching, what were they hoping to get out of coaching. It really, the first beginning is around goal identification and taking ownership of what they want. As we were talking earlier, it's sometimes harder to tell what one wants as opposed to what one doesn't want. So my role is in some ways to ask some of the questions to kind of help the people to really articulate what it is they want. And then the question becomes, well, okay, how do you want to go about accomplishing that? It isn't necessarily about me crafting that plan. You know, I'm there as a supporter, and, you know, we will kind of come up with brainstorming together what might be a way of accomplishing that. So, okay, if they have a specific goal, you know, it might be losing weight or it might be looking for a new job, we will kind of look at, okay, what have you done before? What has worked? What hasn't worked? What do you think might be ways of accomplishing it? And then kind of really hone in on a plan. And then on our follow-up calls, we will kind of see, did they accomplish what we said we were going to? Did you do what you said you were going to do this week? And if they didn't, that becomes a place for us to really, really look at what got in their way. This isn't about, boy, bad girl, bad boy, you didn't do it, that's terrible. But it really gives us an opportunity to explore, because that then allows people to really understand where their self-sabotage is happening. So it really is, in some ways, being an accountability partner, both to themselves and to me, and for us to then explore what it is that got in their way. So it really is about picking the goals, crafting the plan, and then making that happen.
It's a great approach. Tell us about the well-being bonus. Is there a well-being bonus? What is that about?
Well, if people want to do the well-being bonus, I'm also a certified wellness inventory coach, and that's really an amazing, amazing tool. It's based on the 12 dimensions of wellness, and it's actually an online program that people go in and take an inventory in the dimensions, in the 12 dimensions. And the dimensions are, some of them are like breathing, sensing, eating, feelings, thinking. Those are some of the dimensions. And they take this online inventory to kind of understand where they are in each one of those dimensions, and then specific changes that they want to make in those. And they may have like an action plan, like I want to meditate 15 minutes each day. And the program is set up that they would actually get emails reminding them of the goals they set, and then they can go back in and retest to see if the dimensions have changed. So one of the things for people who don't really know kind of what they want out of coaching or don't really have any specific goals, this becomes a really excellent, excellent way to kind of see where their life is at and look at where they may want to make some changes, because those dimensions of wellness are kind of the foundation of our lives. So by going in there and kind of seeing where those different areas are, it allows us to kind of get a really good read of where things are.
And that's an important part. Why did you choose the name AltaVista? That's a great name.
It is a great name. One of the reasons that I chose this is that I grew up in Mexico, in Mexico City, and the street that I grew up on was called Alta Vista. And when I was looking for a name for the coaching business, that came to my mind, and I said, wow, Alta Vista, it translates as high view. And, you know, because I want my coaching to be associated with vision, with possibilities, with kind of high view, I thought Alta Vista was actually the perfect name for the business. So that's why I chose to call it Alta Vista.
What I love, too, is you realize that people need help getting through various situations. And because you've got this phenomenal training and the skills and the ability to help people take their lives to the next level, and you've been where they are, you know how it feels and how amazing life can be once you embrace all those things you want out of life, you can really help people find their purpose, their meaning, and in that, you really do find yourself, don't you, Doctor?
Yes, and I think what I'm trying to do is I'm trying very hard to give people options. You know, that's why I've kind of done the business in several different levels. I do the one-on-one coaching for people who want that. I've created the e-course for people who are not quite ready to jump into, you know, one-on-one coaching and want to do it on their own at their own pace. And then, you know, I also am starting a blog, which is, the name of it is Midlife Mosaic, and it is going to be somewhere where I kind of give little hints or little insights that I've gotten through my experience, through my life, and through my training, so that people would have different options. They can do, you know, kind of read the blog and kind of experience that. They can choose to do the e-course and kind of do it on their own and kind of get their feet wet around the idea of coaching, or they could choose to do the one-on-one coaching with me directly.
And they can find out more information by going to your website, which is altavistalifecoaching.com, and that's A-L-T-A-V-I-S-T-A, lifecoaching.com. We're speaking with Dr. Inez Rowe, board-certified coach, Alta Vista Life Coaching. It's really an amazing process when you're able to connect with people in the way that you do. People don't necessarily have to be in your area, in the greater Carlisle, Pennsylvania area, to take advantage of your services, too, especially with the e-course and technology these days, right, Doctor?
That's amazing. That's just an amazing thing. People can really be all over in the world. As long as we can find the right time zone, we can connect.
That's exactly right, and that's what makes it all terrific. So success, you don't even probably look at it as success, because then it gets to be scientific and clinical. It's really when you're able to change lives for the positive and empower people to be able to, because they can't be with you 24/7, to give them the tools they need to be able to be strong and be positive and lead a happy and balanced, well, successful life, maintain that. Because the client has to participate in this process, right? It is going
it
to
is.
You and you're going to solve all
That's
their
right.
problems. You show them how to do it, and then they have to continue.
They have to see to view the possibilities in their lives.
That's a great – I love that. That's a great way to wrap the show. View the possibilities in your lives, and Dr. Rowe can certainly help you get started with that. Be sure and visit her website, Alta Vista Life Coaching, because it's an amazing place to start. Dr. Rowe, a real pleasure, a very quick half hour. Hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you more. I've got a million more questions for you. It's such a great, great topic. But thanks for sharing all this great information with us today on Close Up Talk Radio, and I hope folks will follow through and connect with you on your website and much, much more, and we hope we get a chance to chat with you more here on Close Up Talk Radio. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and I hope you did too.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Our very special guest, Dr. Inez Rowe. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jim Masters. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Stay tuned. More great shows coming up right here. Have a great day.